So all spiritual temptation is about strengthening what is good and true. So taking truths in and working from them is going to see the onset of temptation, because it sets up a contrast between what is of self and what is of the Lord. And the whole process of regeneration is about bringing the natural mind into alignment with what is higher, what is spiritual and celestial, ultimately. So the vessels, they go in, they sit there as a disorganized mass. As we begin to work with them, they become ordered, if you like. And what that means is that they're more able to receive what is of a higher quality into them, so that the contrast, the light, can begin to shine, if you like. And that brings about temptation, because what truths show up is what is opposed. And, you know, we see this every time we implement a task from the text. What presents is what is opposed to it, the resistance to it. Those are the things that come to be seen. They've always been there. It's not like they've just sort of turned up. The fact that there is something that can shine a light on them means that there's going to be this contrast. And our affections, our natural affections that are tied in from the love of self and the love of the world, have to be loosened and broken down in order for what is of the word to be established within the natural. And so temptation always involves doubt, obscurity, struggle, despair regarding one's salvation. All of that is part of it, because what's happening there is the depth to which that goes when that work is done, and it's the Lord doing the work. It just feels as if it's us, right? So when that work is done, then there's a breakthrough or a relief that comes, and light and consolation is present. Because what's happened is that the spirits that were invested in those patterns of thinking and feeling have been loosened and pushed out of the center to the extremity, and what is of the Lord or what is of the word has taken its place. So it's the Lord's battle, but we have to, as of self, during those times, look to him, hold to the word, hold to those truths that we can. And even as was mentioned, it might be just looking at the book on the coffee table. It might get to that point of just, that's all I can do. But the Lord never loses a temptation, if you like. He's never defeated in a temptation.